Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to This Date in Weather History for Friday, June 19th. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. In the years leading up to the Civil War, Galveston, Texas was a bustling port and the main United States port west of New Orleans. When New Orleans was captured by the Union forces early in the Civil War, Galveston became, along with Mobile, Alabama, the main Confederate ports on the Gulf of Mexico. When Mobile fell in 1864, Galveston was the main port on the Gulf. As such, it was well fortified, but it was also cut off from the rest of the Confederacy once the Union gained control of the Mississippi with the fall of Vicksburg, Mississippi. Galveston's importance diminished as the war went on. So it came to pass that at the end of the war, on June 19, 1865, Union soldiers led by Major General Gordon Granger finally landed at Galveston with news that the war had ended and that the enslaved people there were now free. This was 2.5 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, which had become official January 1, 1863. Contrary to popular belief, the Emancipation Proclamation had little impact on Texas due to the minimal number of Union troops there to enforce the new executive order. When Granger's regiment arrived, forces were finally strong enough to influence and overcome the resistance. Specific weather records are scarce from that June day in 1865 in Galveston, but given the location of the docks and proximity to the Gulf of Mexico, it was clear that the day was relatively calm with sunshine and light breezes. The information that General Granger brought quickly spread and led to joyous celebrations among the now emancipated enslaved people. And it all happened with no adverse weather conditions on that now rightfully celebrated day known as Juneteenth. And that's what happened on June 19th. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode and find out what happened on this date in weather history.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.